fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, loving viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashton 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hutul on channel 21 through the cable provider Goon Narin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Ireland donates $35 million in aid to Zambia. In animal news, loving care helps chimpanzees' intelligence to develop. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Tanzanian conservationist Mr. Sebastian Chua. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, March 9th, distinguished actor Mr. Raul Julia, originally named Raul Rafael Carlos Julia y Arcelay, was born in 1940 in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Mr. Julia, who starred in more than 100 productions, moved to New York, USA in 1964. For his outstanding acting on stage, he received 4 Tony Award nominations. His accolades for screen performances include an Emmy and a Golden Globe Award. Mr. Julia is also known for his humanitarian efforts. For 17 years, he was a spokesperson for the Hunger Project, a New York City-based organization committed to people around the world having sufficient nutrition. The Raul Julia Ending Hunger Fund was established by the group in 1994 in his honor. Mr. Raul Julia's legacy of extraordinary performances and heartfelt dedication to a world with an abundance of food is still very much appreciated.
Fly-in News. Juice Fasters for Peace welcomes Supreme Master Qinghai. On Saturday, March 7th, Rabbi Gabriel Cousins, M.D., and Reverend Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith, both longtime vegans, hosted a week-long green juice fast at Reverend Beckwith's Agape International Spiritual Center in Culver City, California, USA. The fast was designed to assist people in being veg to halt climate change and improve their health, and included discussion on how diet could save the planet.
We've invited my staff this week and many people at Agape to participate in this week-long juice fast to assist them in the transition from a meat-based diet to a plant-based diet, to cleanse their body so they can be more receptive to the spiritual intelligence, but also to be a participant in serving the emerging paradigm on this planet that is so necessary at this time, since we're at this critical point in human history.
As the event's honored guest, Supreme Master Qinghai was invited to speak with the juice fasting participants to answer questions about the latest research on climate change and the links between animal consumption and global warming. During this talk, Supreme Master Qinghai revealed that within the past few days, the total number of vegetarians on Earth had crossed an important threshold, paving the way for a widespread adoption of the compassionate diet in time to save the Earth.
You see, we are in a very dangerous situation right now. But I'm glad to tell you we have reached the critical mass. According to my inner knowledge, the critical mass has been reached. The critical mass of the numbers of vegetarian people. It's just now we're waiting for the mind of humans to be more pliant, to be more in tune with the critical mass. And the critical mass, as you say, that means if a certain numbers of people, like in one mighty group, like being vegetarian, if a certain number is reached, then that number will influence the whole planet in time and make everybody become vegetarian or vegan. Now, if this critical mass is working, and I suspect it's working, just a little bit slower than what we want, then maybe we will have the mass of the planet going to have vegetarian diet, compassionate attitude quite soon. I hope it's in time so that we can save the planet before we reach the point of no return. And so I also beg you, all of you, hero, the saints, the yogi there, please do something to help. Just pass our information, convince whoever you can. Yes, and everybody really does make a difference. I count on you.
The participants were energized and uplifted by the discussion, many saying afterward that they are now committed to lead a vegan lifestyle.
Her humor, her kindness, her generosity of thought, her wisdom. I love the way that she combined both the statistics about what the outer world is about and the differences we can make in the physical world, and then linked it deeply and thoroughly with the interior life. She combined both worlds and made us one.
Thank you so much for all the things that you're doing in the world. We will all make a difference, and the children will be able to be happy and free and peaceful on a peaceful planet.
Yeah. Dr. Cousins plans to take the concept of juice fasting for peace to help people in other cities easily quit the meat habit.
I really appreciate Mr. Qinghai on a lot of levels. Her open-heartedness and her strong, strong commitment to saving the planet and saving the humans on the planet and the animals on the planet. That's really, really comes through very powerfully.
This is Michael Bernard Beckwith of the Agape International Spiritual Center saying from Supreme Master Television, we want you to be veg, go green, and save the planet. You have the power to do so. You have the power of your fork and your mind and your intention. Be veg, go green, and save the planet. Peace and blessings to you.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Yes.
Yay!
Congratulations to the participants of the Juice Fast on your choice for healthful and compassionate life. Our respectful admiration to Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith for his noble leadership in facilitating this inspirational event, and our sincere appreciation to Dr. Gabriel Cousins for sharing the joy of veganism across the nation. for her tireless efforts to awaken humanity and bring us ever more heartening news of our planet's survival, we are especially grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai. May more and more people join and help sustain this trend until true heavenly peace is among us all.
Please tune in at a future date for the full conference with Supreme Master Qinghai on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Wildfires sweep across the land in Oklahoma. Due to spreading grass fires, all 400 residents of Tologa, Oklahoma were evacuated for their safety on Thursday. Approximately 60,000 acres of grassland burned, and some 500 personnel arrived to help, including firefighters, American Red Cross, and Baptist Disaster Relief members, as well as National Guard, who used a helicopter to drop water on the blaze. Thankfully, no one was injured and there were no casualties. By Friday morning, the flames were largely under control and people were allowed to return to their homes. We are sincerely thankful for the courageous and dedicated efforts of the firefighters as well as other relief personnel. We pray that such damaging events subside as we strive to provide better care for each other and our surroundings.
United States provides assistance to Jordan. 4 grant agreements were signed between the United States and Jordan's Minister of Planning and International Cooperation for a total of $100 million in aid. The funds, which will be distributed by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, will help the country in debt repayment, as well as contribute to development projects such as economic programs, good governance jobs, and initiatives that create opportunities for Jordanian youths. U.S. Agency for International Development and United States, heaven rewards your generous support of our brethren in Jordan. May the gracious Jordanian people prosper in fulfillment and peace.
Dog saves family from fire. The Ippolito family in New York, USA emerged safely from their burning house thanks to their neighbor's dog, Benson. Benson, a 5-year-old golden retriever, saw the fire and barked very intensely to wake up his human caregivers, who in turn awakened the Ippolito family by banging on their door. Ed and Colleen Ippolito woke up just in time to get their 2 small children and escape from the burning house with everyone unharmed. The Ippolito family is very grateful to Benson for saving their lives. We join in a grateful salute, Benson, for your love and quick action that saved the Ippolito family. We wish them many more years of shared happiness together. Upon hearing of these heroic actions that saved the Ippolito family, Supreme Master Qinghai is recognizing Benson with the Shining World Hero Award.
12-year-old Nepali singer helps less fortunate children. 7th grader Nirajan KC has just held a special musical concert in Kathmandu, Nepal, to launch the National Helpless Children Education Fund. He donated 15,000 rupees, or $192 US, from the concert's profits to the fund and pledged 10 rupees from each CD sale, while encouraging Nepali children to donate 2 rupees each month as well. He has decided to use his good fortune to help impoverished children, saying, "Due to conflict, a number of children have landed on streets. I would feel great if I could extend a little support to these children for their bright future. We are touched by your compassion and sincerity, Nirajan KC. Blessed be the lives of all Nepali children in benefiting from such caring devotion as yours."
National Festival for Heritage and Culture opens in Saudi Arabia. The custodian of the 2 holy mosques, King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, presided over the inauguration of the festival in Janadria, which was attended by distinguished foreign diplomats and Saudi officials, and for the first time in the festival's 25-year history was joined by women and families. This year, Russia was the guest of honor, while Asia participated with over 400 representatives. The Janadria Festival seeks to honor and preserve Arab and Islamic heritage while facilitating respect and awareness of other cultures by inviting them to participate and display their artistry. We wish all the attendees and artists a memorable Janadria National Festival for Heritage and Culture. May the heavenly beauty and diversity of all cultures color and enrich our world.
Save our planet. Largest wetland in the world in decline. The Pantanal region, shared by Brazil, Bolivia and Paraguay, is the world's largest wetland and home to an extraordinary array of rare animals, along with 650 species of birds. However, the area has become increasingly threatened by unsustainable economic development, large-scale deforestation and pollution. The biggest problem is cattle raising, which has caused a 63% loss of the Pantanal forests in elevated regions. Farm pollution now also jeopardizes the balance of the fragile ecosystem. Sandro Menezes, manager of Conservation International's Pantanal project, said, "It's very probable that local flora and fauna will become extinct. We are deeply concerned about this sad event. Conservation International, we appreciate this clear picture of the potential losses facing the unique Pantanal wetlands. Our prayers that a caring humanity adopts sustainable lifestyles to ensure the flourishing of our world's irreplaceably diverse inhabitants." During a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA, in November 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai explained the interconnectedness of human-caused events, including the spiritual redemption that results from turning to a meat-free lifestyle.
Fertilize for more animal feeding, clearing more forests for animal feeding, planting animal feed and fertilizing animal feed, and runoff pollution. Acidity caused by runoff pollution and weather change and cause more destruction and then erosion and reconstruction, etc., etc. It's the whole chain of effect. And another thing, people forget all the time the cause and effect, the karma. Even people now, they eat meat all these years and they just turn to vegetarian diet. Then their cancer is diminished or lessen, the sickness is gone, even cardiovascular disease and many other diseases just disappear. So, even if the methane gas is still there in the air from the animal, but we turn away from killing, we drop the butcher knife, then we are protected by our own virtues. We are protected once we turn to be a compassionate person.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes,
prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%,
reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half of the world's grain supply, consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste,
maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. Nigeria rolls out solar streetlights to secure a more reliable source of illumination as well as move towards sustainability. The state of Lagos is implementing a system of energy-efficient light-emitting diodes, or LEDs, complete with 9-year batteries and solar panels that won't require maintenance for 25 years. The streetlights are also able to detect light, turning on as it becomes dark and off as the sun comes up. Our green hats off, Lagos, on your new eco-development. May your sustainable endeavors continue to benefit the security and well-being of the good-hearted Nigerian people. Save Our Planet, a plant-based diet offers peace for our survival. From the Veracruz governor and Jalapa city mayor to business people, the media, families, and even young students, the attendees of the SOS Save the Planet conference in Mexico came because they cared about the future and left with new perspectives on how climate change could be solved. Indeed, Supreme Master Qinghai's words had left a deep impression and new hope for many with her presence as the evening's guest of honor.
¿Qué consejo le darías a la gente para mantener su sinceridad que viene dentro de sí misma y mantenerse siendo vegetariano?
Professor López, thank you for your concern. To be vegetarian is one of the highest forms of sincerity and love. Being vegetarian meaning consuming an absolutely animal-free diet. Give us also the freedom of conscience, a peace of mind that comes from living in peace with other beings and nature, which is the original lifestyle of all Mexicans, I believe. according to history. This is the kind of peace the planet needs to survive. You see, remind them of the ancient Mayas, which our governor have just told us that in the beginning, they live on corn and other vegetables, and they did not have any cancer or any other problem. So we should learn from our ancestry. Remind people of that.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her words of wisdom that indeed have reminded so many people to return to the noble, compassionate way of living. We pray that the world will quickly take the steps necessary to restore and preserve our Earth. Please tune in at a future date for the full conference with Supreme Master Qinghai on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet. OLAX, or Vietnam, Ministry of Agricultural and Rural Development, announces plans to eliminate hunger by 2012 as it continues striving to increase food security across the nation.
Save Our Planet. U.S.-based Chevron Corp. invests $20 million U.S. dollars in a collaboration with Qatar Science and Technology Park for a green technology center especially adapted to the environment of the Middle East.
Save Our Planet. Following its successful launch at the end of 2008, Poet Research Center in South Dakota, USA, succeeds in producing cellulosic ethanol from corn cobs at a rate equivalent to 20,000 gallons per year, representing an 87% greenhouse gas reduction over gasoline.
I'm Zoldo, and this is Lady.
Hi, everyone. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international best-selling book, The Dogs in My Life.
And we are both vegan.
Here's a tip today for students on saving paper.
With refillable binders, you can use all the pages.
Yes, Zoldo. And if you want to save your notes for a particular semester, you can conveniently take them out and staple them together.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Here's the weather in some cities around the world.
In good governance news, Ireland promises $35 million U.S. dollars to Zambia. Irish Ambassador to Zambia, His Excellency Mr. Bill Nolan, said the funds are to help support the nation's development programs. Half of the contribution will be used for the betterment of the educational sector. Other areas that will be enhanced include health, agriculture, and governance. Ambassador Nolan expressed Ireland's satisfaction in the manner in which Zambia is utilizing monetary donations. Our sincere thanks, Ireland, and heaven bless your generosity towards Zambian brethren. May all live in a world of peace, plenty, and sustainability.
In animal news, loving care helps young chimpanzees advance intellectually. Together with colleagues Dr. Kim Bard, a professor in the psychology department of the University of Portsmouth in the United Kingdom, studied infant chimpanzees. They discovered that 9-month-old chimpanzees who had been given nurturing care were more cognitively developed than human infants of the same age. This was ascertained by giving the chimpanzees an intelligence quotient, or IQ test, usually given to human infants. These young primates scored higher results than the average human infants. Dr. Bard said, "The early rearing environment is incredibly important for chimpanzee infants, as it is for humans. Our appreciation, Dr. Kim Bard, and all researchers involved, for your very informative study. May the intelligent and sensitive animals, our cohabitants, thrive in safety." Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring a Tanzanian conservationist who initiated the planting of nearly 2 million trees. We'll sit on the grass for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. More energizing news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for a glorious world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring Mr. Sebastian Chua, a Tanzanian who has received a number of honors for his conservation efforts.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Tanzanian conservationist Mr. Sebastian Chua is a founder of an initiative that has led to the planting of almost 2 million trees. Mr. Chua was born in 1954 in the Sungu village on the slopes of Mount Kilimanjaro. As a child, Sebastian was encouraged by the father, a traditional herbalist and doctor, to seed trees and plants of all species. Later he studied botany, first in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and then in London, United Kingdom. Thereafter, he worked in the national parks of Serengeti and the Ngorongoro Conservation Area in northern Tanzania, where he learned about biodiversity and the effect that humans were having on the environment.
It was during this time that he decided to start actively working to replant his native Kilimanjaro area with indigenous trees, particularly Tanzania's national tree, the African Blackwood or Mpingo tree. Mr. Chua started by creating seed beds in his backyard. In 1995, he partnered with a team from the United States to found the nonprofit African Blackwood Conservation Project. Funds raised via the program allowed a significant number of new nurseries to be created. Mr. Chua also organized youth environmental clubs called Malihai, which is the Swahili term for living resources. 116 youth clubs with up to 300 members in each have been formed in the whole of Kilimanjaro province. This network has facilitated the schools, a number of institutions, and the villagers of the area to work together to protect the natural surroundings.
Mr. Chua has received a number of awards in recognition of his conservation work. In 2002, he received the Spirit of the Land Award at the Winter Games in Salt Lake City, Utah, USA. And in 2007, he was bestowed the J. Sterling Morton Award by the National Arbor Day Foundation based in the United States. Having celebrated the planting of the millionth tree in 2004, Mr. Chua is now setting his sights on the second million tree. Congratulations, Mr. Sebastian Chua, and God bless your valuable eco-endeavors. May Tanzania flourish in verdant magnificence.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled School Bus.
Two little kids met each other on the street. The first one asked the second, "Do you take the school bus home?" The second kid said, "No. If I do that, the police would make me bring it back."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master TV, thank you for providing very valuable news about vegetarianism, the environment, humanitarian aid, etc. We recommend your program on our Buddhist channel in the description of Visual Dharma Buddhist Teaching for the Third Millennium. Our practical instruction always begins with wisdom advice to become a vegetarian. May the life of Shifu, Supreme Master Qinghai, be healthy and secure for hundreds of kalpas or eons. May all beings experience blessings of sound and light, and may they soon accomplish true liberation and enlightenment. Please continue your noble work for the benefit of all sentient beings. Her Eminence Lama Tara Tulku Drime Drolkar Rinpoche, President of Open Buddhist Forum International, www.youtube.com/Open Buddhist Forum.
Your Eminence Lama Tara Tulku Drime Drolkar Rinpoche, our respectful gratefulness for your very kind encouragement. It is so wonderful that the Open Buddhist Forum International is advocating a compassionate vegetarian diet. We pray that all people join together as one to save the planet through being vegan. May the blessings and mercy from the Buddhas in 10 directions be bestowed upon our earth with our love and appreciation.
And this is a personal message from Supreme Master Qinghai, Your Eminence. Thank you for your touching note and benediction. May the three jewels bless you evermore. With deep reverence and love, Qinghai. Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for tuning in to Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. If you have any constructive stories or comments from your part of the world, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May the wisdom and love of heaven guide your path in life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in Ankara, Turkey, for a one-day meeting with the country's leaders to strengthen bilateral relations.
As part of the first Fajr International Visual Arts Festival in Tehran, Iran, the nation's largest open-air painting workshop was held, with the participation of 1,000 artists.
To enable the formation of a unity government, Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad has given his resignation to President Mahmoud Abbas, effective upon the new government's inauguration.
The Brookings Institution, a group of 19 academics and diplomats, is recommending that the U.S. government normalize relations with Cuba and has offered a set of initiatives to realize that goal.
On National Youth Day, 10 students in Cameroonian government secondary school, Kike Kalaki, were awarded scholarships, while another 30 were given prizes for their achievements.
With increasing interest from students, approximately 100 law schools in the USA today teach animal welfare law, compared to only 9 in the year 2000.
Serbia and Iran plan to sign a free trade agreement for a mutually beneficial increase in commerce.
The United Kingdom's Royal Botanic Gardens in Kew produce electric indigo, a stunning water lily that is the first successful cross between a day and night variety of the flowering plant.
Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev affirms that the nuclear issue with Iran can best be resolved through Iran's integration into the global community for peaceful dialogue.
Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi announces plans to allocate nearly $23 billion for projects that include construction of the world's longest bridge to connect Sicily to the mainland. Details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.